students. Welcome to the first podcast information session for general orientation to research proposal writing. My name is Dr. Masabata Rangora Maiji. I'm your primary lecturer for both master's and doctoral research writing modules, MPEDU91 and CPEDU01, respectively. In this first podcast, I will share with you the what, why, and how of research proposal. First, what is a research proposal? A research proposal is just that, what you propose to research into. Research starts with a problem identification and ends with a problem solution. A completed research proposal is a working document on the way to the development of a thesis or a dissertation. And therefore, the quality of your thesis or dissertation will be very much influenced by the quality of your proposal. Research proposal conveys the plan of the entire research work along with justification of conducting it. It is a step-by-step process of planning and giving structure to the research to be undertaken. A research proposal is like the blueprint which the architect designs before construction of the house. The what of research proposal will indicate the following: the research title, introduction and background to the study, the statement of the research problem, the research aims and objectives, the research question, the limitations or delimitations of the proposed study, review of pertinent literature, theoretical or philosophical frameworks. First, the title. Your intended research title should be clear, concise, and reflect the content of your proposed study. Introduction and background context of the envisioned study. This will include the following: the statement of research problem. The statement of research problem briefly indicates the existing gap in knowledge that your research is intended to fill. Research aims and objectives. These are broad aims of the study and the objectives that will help achieve the broad aims. The research question. The research question and sub-questions to be answered by the study to address the problem that has been identified. Limitation and delimitations of the proposed study. This is your envisioned limitations of the study and the general scope of your proposed study. You have to indicate this and explain why the limitations are the limitations and why the scope is what you are designing. Review of pertinent literature. That is, indicate the historic and current state of research in your discipline. By addressing the relevant literature, you will place your research into its context and clarify what problem the proposed study will be attempting to address. Theoretical or philosophical frameworks. It should be clear what paradigm you are working within, what theoretical perspectives you are making or questioning. You need to offer a justification for the adoption of the particular framework that will underpin your study. This needs to be supported by literature. The why of research proposal will indicate why you have to undertake this study. This section will include the following subsections: justification or rationale of the proposed study, research significance or a proposed contribution. Justification or rationale of the proposed study. It is important that your proposal should state clearly why there is a problem that needs to be addressed. You will have to show that the proposed study will fill a gap in the current research by referring to the literature in the field. It should be quite evident where your envision study fits in the overall context of this issue in your field. Research significance or contribution. Here you have to state clearly why your proposed research is important, what the benefits will be, and how your study will contribute to knowledge in your discipline. This may include changes in the current practice, a new perspective, or even a new theory. You will have to explicitly indicate why it is significant and how it advances understanding of the issues under discussion. The last critical component of your research proposal will indicate the how of your research, that is, how you will conduct your study, how you will collect data, how you will design your proposed study and why, how will the collected data be encoded and analyzed. This section sets out the mechanism you will use for conducting your research, the sort of data you will need to answer your research questions, and the details of how this is achieved in practice. State clearly how you plan to conduct your research, what methodology you are going to use, why, what information you will need to gather. Will this data be applicable to your research questions? Who or what will you use as your data source? How will you collect data or construct experiments? How will the data be analyzed? Plan and timelines. Your proposal should conclude with a plan showing the estimated timelines for the proposed study. It is recognized that such a plan cannot be fixed or imprinted on stone. What is important is that such a plan should be included as evidence, indicating that you are aware of what thesis or dissertation as a planned project is well thought out and is realistic. Such a plan is often in point form, showing the critical phases of the study and when they will occur. References and referencing. The proposal should cite research materials that support your study. Any text referred to or quoted from in the proposal needs to be listed and attached as an appendix. Formatting your references should follow the standard method recommended by UNISA. Find out from my UNISA what reference style is acceptable. Recap. Let's recap on the what, why, and how of your research proposal. That a research proposal is what you propose to research into. What is the problem the study will address? What is the proposed research aims and objectives? What are broad research questions and sub-questions to be answered by the study? What is justification of undertaking this study? What are the foreseeable limitations of the proposed study? What is the scope or the limitations of the proposed study? What paradigm you are working within and why? What philosophical and theoretical perspectives you are making or questioning? Why there is a problem that needs to be addressed? Why the proposed study is significant? Why do you think that it advances understanding of an issue, and how? How will you collect data? How will you design your proposed study, and why? How will the data be coded and analyzed? I trust that you have found this podcast series helpful in your preparation for writing your research proposal. Your comments and questions for this podcast should be posted in your blog on my UNISA, MPEDU91 and DPEDU01 module site. You will find instructions on how to create your own blog on this module sites. In the next podcast in the series, I will give a detailed discussion of each component of a research proposal. Thank you.